just one halakha in Ilchot Sefer Torah, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, a very interesting Mishnah Berura in Saif Katan, Tet Zayin. There the Mishnah Berura brings us two reasons for the custom why we're noheg to have three people stand at the Sefer Torah at all times. Of course, you have the Baal Koreh, the reader, you have the Oleh, the one that's getting the Aliyah, and you have what the Mishnah Berurah calls the Gabay, which is the custom that the Misader, the one that would give out the Aliyot, he would also stand as the third person next to the Baal Koreh. So he brings down two reasons why. So the first reason he says is that we have to read the Sefer Torah in the same way that the Torah was given. The Torah was given through an intermediary. Moshe Rabbeinu was the intermediary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the Baal Koreh is the intermediary. He's reading it through the people. And the Gabai who invites the Aliyot, Kivyachol, he is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one that's inviting the people. And the person that gets the Aliyah, he's taking the role of Klal Yisrael, because he's receiving it. So therefore you have Kivyachol, the Gabai, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place. He does the inviting. The reader is like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Oleh is like Am Yisrael. And then he brings down from Masechet Sofrim that the three that stand up at the Sefer Torah are Keneged, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And therefore we cannot belittle any custom, even something like this. So you say, okay, three people, what's the difference? No, there's great significance and great importance on why that's to be so. But I want to quote to you today a very vital Mishnah Berurah. He's actually quoting from the Sefer Sha'arei Ephraim. He talks about a very common situation that happens regarding the politics between the Kahal and the Mesader, the one that invites the Aliyot, or vice versa, the one that invites the Aliyot to the Sibur. It's very common that sometimes the Mesader invites somebody and that person thinks it's beneath his respect against a certain Aliyah, and therefore might have claims. They might even think that the Mesader did it deliberately. So the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says like this. First of all, the Mesader that's chosen should be Ish Nichbad, a respectable man in the Kahal, Ubal Ma'asim Tobim, and he has good deeds. Vedata b'nihot nohaimenu. And of course, the people have to accept him. Shelo yachshedu shebishvil hanat atzmo, o ezu siva, yitmoch kavod, demishenu ra'ui. Which means, he cannot be a person where the people think that he has an agenda, that he invites people up for his own respect and his own kavod, and he has, personal benefit. But then the Mishnah Berurah writes that even if, let's say, the Gabbai made some type of mistake, or maybe he infringed on somebody's kavod, it's incumbent upon the Sibur to give this fellow the benefit of the doubt. And one should not quarrel with the Mesader. And the Mesader, even if somebody insults him, must accept it. Should not answer back. He should be mina ne'alabim ve'enam olbim. And furthermore, if the Gabbai gets insulted to the extent that he leaves the Sefer Torah and he sits down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you have to punish the Mesader. Because just because he got insulted, why should he now insult the Sefer Torah? Why is he taking out his abuse on the Sefer? What did the Sefer Torah do? And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to be very careful to remember that we're still in a synagogue, and there's a Sefer Torah out. And the kavod of the Sefer Torah is not to quarrel amongst each other, specifically amongst the Mesader and the people, and the people and the Mesader. And therefore, we must always remember that the kavod of the Sefer Torah overrides all other personal needs and benefits at that time.